Portland comedy icon and good friend of KABU, Aaron Ross, left us earlier this year for the bright lights and noxious air of Los Angeles, or Ross Angeles, as he likes to call it. But he's back in Portland, at least for another few days, for the premiere of his YouTube series, Training Wheels. We welcome Aaron and his writing partner, Jordan Palladino, back to the KABU studios to find out more about the new series and whatever else they've been up to. Aaron and Jordan, thanks for coming into KABU.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's good to be here with the last bastion of truth here in Portland, which is you.
Aaron, you had a very long run in Portland, over 9 years, and what was it, 700 episodes of Who's the Ross? So that was a live on-stage talk show at Dante's downtown. Yeah. And about a year ago, you came in because you wrote and performed the one-man theater production Al Gore Memorial High School. Why a web-based TV series? You're like, well, master of all media.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's right. What was my intro title? Portland Comedy Icon?
Icon, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's high praise.
That's high praise. And now I'm master of all, the Multnomah Master of Media.
And I wish you were Supreme Court nominee, but you're not, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'd still say penis otherwise.
Hey, there we go.
This is for the listeners. Ken said, you know, but just before you guys, I had to say penis on the air. And I was like, wow.
What kind of country are we living in?
We'll say it
that's,
again.
That's the news, yeah.
Well, in relation to our interview, it'll be...
Anyway, let's get back to Training Wheels.
Yes.
Well, that's just like Training Wheels, the metaphor for the fact that they started wobbling there and we went off track.
We did.
We decided to create Training Wheels, an online sitcom that's now 10 episodes. Jordan and I, Jordan Palladino, who's here, my co-writer of Who's the Ross, our late night talk show, because... I think it was just like it was the next logical step in, you know, when you want this to be a career and you're an actor and a comedian, you're like, well, I want to write something. I want to create something that is like what I grew up with, like a sitcom, and then the next after that is movie. But we just felt that was the natural step. It's not always a natural step to play yourself in the sitcom as we do.
What were there any when you mentioned sitcoms that you grew up with? Were there any that kind of influenced Training Wheels?
Seinfeld
is probably, Seinfeld is the great. I mean, it's the greatest sitcom of all time.
I agree. It's you're just, the funniest.
It's just the baseline, I think, for and especially when you're 10 or 12 when it, you know, it's airing, you're like you're soaking that up. Like
and it's still on.
And it's still on.
And it's still funny.
And it is still funny.
Oh, I agree. Oh, well, let's tell the listeners a little bit about the premise of Training Wheels. You mentioned you play yourself.
Yes.
And it's based on Jordan's experience on Who's the Ross here in Portland.
Yeah, so for a decade, we created a late-night talk show in the city. It's a pretty big goal, you know, that we sort of shot for the moon, but back down on Earth, you know, we weren't very good at dealing with real adult life. So we always say that the show's about two buddies who are good at dreaming but bad at reality.
I'm very good at producing Who's the Ross, but bad
sure,
at kind of what goes on
own,
outside.
You know, talk show, but not pay our rent.
Yeah, or get a real job, whatever that means.
You know, or move out of mom's house, whatever that means.
Yeah, or maintain a relationship.
Yeah, or learn how to ride a bike, which is...
These are all episodes in the season.
And true things,
and true
like
things,
Jordan still doesn't know how to ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I'd fall over. If you put a bike in front of me right now, you'd have a lawsuit on your hands.
What about one of those new scooters? Have you tried that?
Double lawsuit.
Yeah, double lawsuit. There's no way he could do that.
No chance.
Now, the 10-episode season of Training Wheels debuts next Sunday, September 30th. Mm-hmm. And starting Sunday, viewers can see a new episode every Sunday for 10 weeks. Jordan, what can we expect? And I think you just mentioned a few of those episodes. Learning to ride a bike and a few other.
There's a lot of wild stuff. There's me learning how to ride a bike, Aaron judging a... adult beauty contest, we'll say.
Sure.
Me making a adult video. A lot of adult stuff here, really.
Yeah, I think it's just like, it's sort of just the follies, these sort of millennial follies that are kind of relatable to people, you know. The like, you know, you think you'd be able to accomplish these life things at this age. And we all stumble with that. So, you know, you see a lot of dealing with relationship or the kind of the ideas like, do I get a real job? And does that get in the way? And if it doesn't get in the way, will I actually last more than one day at that real job?
Yeah, or like if my rent, which I don't pay because I live with my parents.
Still.
When the rent goes up, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
How do you work around that? How do you, you know, do you want, you can't just give up everything you've built.
Right. And that is actually a real Portland problem.
Actually, very common problem in Portland now with the rents rising. Speaking of Portland, the show is filmed right here in Portland, or most of it. I know there was a little filmed in Seattle.
Yeah. We went up to Seattle, where someone on the freeway, when we tried to film an establishing shot, tried to beat us up. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that'll be on the outtake.
Yeah,
that I've got to see.
Yeah.
Was it difficult getting the necessary talent for the show, finding guest stars, getting permission to film on location here without getting beat up?
No, we didn't ask for permission. Portland has an incredible wealth of talent, so we've got so many wonderful actors on the program from Portland, including Darius Pierce, who's one of the greatest theater actors in town.
Greg James
on the program.
Rachel Lynn Meyer.
Rachel Lynn Meyer does
a great job. She plays your girlfriend on the show?
That's right. A friend of mine from growing up. she plays my roommate.
Rachel Meyer plays your girlfriend.
Another Rachel Meyer that plays my girlfriend. There are a lot of Rachels in the show.
There's Rachel Lynn Meyer and a Rachel Meyer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And other Rachels. It's very confusing.
It's definitely
if you see the show, you'll see that there are lots of Rachels in our lives. And you know, I've got a big shout out to the music that we've had in the show. I love the Portland music scene, but the musical cameos we've had on the show.
Yeah, we've had Boone Howard, we've had Nathan Baumgartner from And.
Rashid Jamal.
We had Berg from And.
Chris Funk of the Decemberists, Sam Cutray of the Far Side.
Guitar player Dave Dahl of Dave's Killer Brand.
That's right. Yeah, Dave Dahl's in the finale episode too. And we built up a lot of goodwill over a decade doing our program here, doing Who's the Ross.
You know almost everybody in town from that show.
I do.
Weatherman, nice. Mayors have been on the show.
This is true.
Basketball players, athletes, politicians.
Yep. Local
just
nut
amazing.
Jobs. Yeah. But my favorite person is you, Ken.
Of course.
Because you asked the good questions.
You do ask the good questions.
And from someone that asked the bad questions, thank you.
So I was wondering, Jordan, we'll start with you.
Okay.
I think Aaron might continue with the answer. What's the process for writing, filming, and editing the episodes? I know you and Aaron collaborate, at least on the writing part.
Yeah.
And you act together in the series, of course.
Well, there'd be ideas that we had had that would be, you know, silly, goofy things. Or a lot of it just would come from natural conversations. Like, what's the best way to make someone feel good? Kind of thing, and you know, in a romantic sense. And so Aaron was giving me some tips or advice, and I was like, oh man, I had no idea what I was doing. And he's like, yeah, well, see, I'm here to teach you this kind of stuff. And so like that
I taught Jordan
be
to be a great lover, and what he's getting at is
that's in the second episode. Yeah. But a lot of it, my favorite things were things that just happened in real life that we then decided to pretty much take exactly what happened and translate it to film.
And Aaron, we have a little time left, about a minute or so. Can you give us a few impressions of life in Los Angeles now versus Portland? And
yeah, here, I'll give you an impression of life in Los Angeles. It sounds like this. And then also there's lots of horn sounds.
They hunk a lot
screaming.
There.
Screaming. just see Michael Douglas and Falling Down.
But you've revived Who's the Ross there.
It wasn't dead, so I took it down
But
there.
It just moved.
Who's the Ross, we play in Los Angeles monthly at Molly Malone's. The show's been going great, and the guests we've been getting have been outstanding. We had one of the actors from Reno 911 on. And hip-hop artists, Jurassic 5 and The Far Side, people from Nickelodeon that have done shows like Guts. And these people that I grew up watching and idolizing have been on, enjoyed the show, and then they're like my friends now. And that's a weird experience and very exciting. They sort of co-signed the work, and they believe in me, and it feels really good. So,
and we believe in you here in KBOO.
Thank you, Ken. Ken, that was too good.
Yeah.
I want to use the last couple seconds to just tell people you want to find the show. You go to trainingwheelsshow.com. Please subscribe so you can get updates when each new episode comes out. It starts September 30th, but every Sunday you'll get a brand new episode. There are 10 of them. We're really proud of the work we did.
Very
so go to trainingwheelsshow.com, subscribe, check the episodes out. If you go right now, you get a sneak peek of the pilot. We actually have it up if you look for it. So
trainingwheelsshow.com.
Good work, buddy.
Well, Aaron Ross, Jordan Palladino, thanks again for coming into KBOO, and Mazel Tov on the new series. We've been talking live in the KBOO studios with Aaron Ross and Jordan Palladino, creators and actors in the new YouTube TV series Training Wheels, which debuts this Sunday, September 30th. For more information on the show, as mentioned, go to trainingwheelsshow.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOO News.